coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Kids snack you can buy at the store. So now it's caramel popcorn, peanuts, and breadcrumbs.
This sounds like shrinkflation.
Quacker Jacks.
Oh, gross. That's funny. There you go.
I got one.
You got one. Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast, and every single week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're a quacky educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to waddle our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Bill.
And I'm Foot. I don't know. What else do they?
I was trying to just throw what some else? Duck references.
Yeah, I was catching
them. How do you get down off a duck?
How?
With a ladder.
That's so great. Nice. It was like, just rip out its pin feathers. I don't know. I didn't have a name.
My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I'm Skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Well, at least we know today has some sort of duck references to it. We don't have to get too far down.
Did you say duck or dark?
Well, it could be...
It sounded like you said dark, so I was like, does it? Does it have dark references?
No, duck. Unless it's a dark wing duck.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the duck side.
Duck side of the moon?
Duck side of the moon. Hey, candy shaker over there.
It's maracas with the candy.
Kidding. It's like, we did the big... We're recording.
This
is not bringing your kids to work day.
Well...
When is bringing your kids to work day?
It is sometime. I think it's in April, late April.
Oh, perfect.
So it's pretty close.
We're pretty close. Welcome to Bringing Your Kid to Work Day at The Village Idiom. We today, in case we skirted around a little bit, let's just jump into as far as what it is.
Tell them, the good folks, at least what we're talking about.
Have you ever heard of the show, the series? I don't know if it's Netflix specific, but Virgin River?
No.
Picture your classic Hallmark movies that are just like squeaky, clean, cute, boy meets girl, loves girl, moves to the countryside. Oh, wow. Bring Your Kids to Work Day just paid off. Look at this.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Wow. That's so great. Okay. So Virgin River is kind of a Hallmark movie in a TV series.
Okay.
So Virgin River is this off the grid, not literally.
Where is it held? Like, did they give a country or anything?
No,
or
I would imagine. I mean, maybe they do. It's like cabin land, like forestry.
Well, there's forests in all sorts of countries.
But it's not camping. It's like a little town, like little people small who stay town, in tents?
Like Bedouin.
No. Anyway, this is from Virgin River.
That would be 71 or 72 Virgin River.
You're the worst.
Yeah. Continue.
Okay. Here is Virgin River giving us today's idiom. If I've connected. So the only problem is...
Sure.
That's good enough. I hope you heard it. I didn't connect it to the sound, but my microphone might have picked it up.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Yeah. So
our production
anyway.
Team is offline.
And yeah, sorry.
Making candy dishes. So
that's exactly...
So these things happen.
That's exactly the scenario today. So anyway...
Looks like a duck.
If it walks like a duck. We're going to go with if it walks like a duck. If it looks like a duck. But this is a longer...
If it quacks like a duck.
The whole thing is if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. That's the actual phrase. But almost nobody says that whole thing.
No.
People usually just go, nah, if it walks like a duck.
Yeah, because we don't want to talk like a duck because we don't use foul language on this podcast. So having
No, absolutely. We say no to quack.
Well, speaking of, when you start looking at things, there's all sorts of references, like all duck-related comedy somehow spins, or much of it spins off of Duck Anatomy in particular. Google up things that rhyme with quack.
Okay.
And we can see if we can make up
I got a site here. Rap pad rhymes with quack.
Rhymes with...
Oh, this is for rap. This is where all the rappers do
this
their... This is where they get their stuff.
That's where P. Diddy used to go.
All right, so I got a list here.
Okay, so let's pick...
Hundreds.
Let's pick some of these words.
And, okay.
Well, yeah, and then see if we can make our own little joke.
Oh, joke, not rap.
No, we're not going to rap, but we can just make our own little joke.
Okay.
So
why does it have to rhyme? Give me an example of why you're thinking a joke needs to rhyme.
You know that famous duck that played for the Lakers? Quakeel O'Neal.
Okay, got it.
So because Shaq was listed as a name.
Got it.
So
okay.
Quakeel. So it, you have to take whatever word might be listed.
Right. Okay. Got it. So you got to pick a word on this list and then turn it into a duck joke.
Yeah, because there's like a really a really fast duck that's good at quacking field.
You're going to be better at this than me. I can tell you that right now.
So let's see if we can.
Man.
That is actually going really. It's hugely popular on YouTube Shorts and TikTok. So the UFC got into. There's that competition where people just like smoke each other across the face. Have you seen that?
Oh, like the slapping thing?
I was setting you up.
Oh, I'm the one with the punchline?
Yeah. And so...
Okay, keep going.
So we were almost there, but we would substitute slap...
with whack?
Or quack.
Or quack.
Because we're doing duck-related things.
Okay. But it's a slapping competition.
No, it'll be a quacking competition. So it would be... Yeah, so I don't know if I'm explaining
this
well.
I should have said goodbye after I said say no to quack. I made a joke before we started trying to make a joke.
What's the most common used drug amongst ducks?
Quack cocaine.
Quack cocaine. That duck's on quack. I'm a quack dealer.
Got that one.
Okay.
What else we got here? We got Shaq is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Leyland, stop tapping.
Okay.
Let's see.
That duck that was belaying out. The mountain climber. You heard about that one.
No.
The mountain climber was, give me more quack. Give me more quack on that rope.
Oh, slack. I'm trying to think of a Jack Black joke because both of his names rhyme.
Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. I hear the main star is playing a new character. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack? Or just quack, quack. You could either go Jack Quack or Quack Black.
Or quack quack if you're, depending how deep you are.
Oh man, I'm terrible at this. Like I'm dying.
Anyways, we don't have to play any longer. The illegitimate children they get the point. Let's move along. I think six examples is enough.
Bo quack Obama.
Okay, now we gotta flesh it out a bit. First duck president.
But quack Obama. No.
Okay. So, anyways, at least the premise of things, we're following along.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm not better at this.
I did come across this one about ducks that are very religious because they enjoy their daily bread.
Nice.
Nice, yes. Religious ducks.
They just added bread. I don't know if this is connected or not. They just added bread to like probably the most classic kids snack you can buy at the store. So now it's caramel popcorn, peanuts, and breadcrumbs.
This sounds like shrinkflation.
No, it's Quacker Jacks.
Oh, gross. That's funny. There you go.
I got one.
You got
one.
It's just old bread.
It's just old bread added to caramel popcorn and peanuts.
Duck's favorite caramel popcorn snack.
Or is it Cracker Quacks?
Or if you're really deep about it, it's Quacker Quacks.
Yeah. What if Jack Black was eating Cracker Jacks and there was a duck theme?
It would be a quack quack eating the quack quack.
Quack quack eating Quacker Quacks.
On the quack, yeah. So, at least, okay, eight examples is now enough.
Yeah, that's probably
okay, we can move this thing along. Well, it's...
So what does this idiom mean to you?
Looks like a duck.
It looks like a duck, swims like a duck, but quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck.
I think if it's identifying something by what it, like observing its habitual behaviors.
Yeah. If it looks like a thing and it acts like a thing, it's probably that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which seems to make great sense. Probably, and I'm just thinking about this as a fantastic example for a certain genre of person is in the Holy Grail.
I was going to bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it just popped into my head.
It's not technically in the origin, so go ahead.
Well, where they go through regarding the witch.
Yeah.
if it's a witch, well, she must float.
Yeah, that came up as a alternate, like they basically used this. So the actual quote.
What else floats? Tiny rocks.
The actual quote was, no, I don't have the quote. Sir Belvedere, though, reasons that since ducks float just as wood floats and wood burns just as witches burn, then person who weighs the same as a duck must be a witch. It's the ultimate connect. I see. Yeah, it's it makes some, 1 degree of separation. It's
there's
true.
Some level of sense here, but it makes no sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Classic. That's funny that you brought that up. Just recalled it.
Yeah. The things that are, or just that if it looks this way and acts this way, then it must be that thing.
Yeah.
Which
if it looks like a thing, acts like a thing, it is the thing, or it probably is the thing. You're still fighting that thing. Look at you quacking up a lung.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in like week 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. I don't
know. Crazy.
Yeah, it's just the disease that never ends.
Wow. I'm glad I get to spend close quarter time with you on a weekly basis.
Ah, you're fine.
I'm glad they closed the... Is that why they didn't close the door and we can hear her making sandwiches out there?
I'm building up your immune system.
That's right. I'm only getting stronger hanging out with you, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And in terms of ducks, we're looking at some famous ducks, illegitimate children. Let's
go back and forth on famous ducks, see who runs out.
Well, I have a little list prepared.
Oh, you're cheating? I'll go blind. Go ahead. Give me one. And
well, no, you don't have to. I just... Famous ducks.
Howard.
That wasn't on my list. That's a...
What?
What is wrong with me? I can't believe Howard the Duck didn't make it.
Okay. Donald.
Donald, of course.
And the whole family. Daisy, Scrooge, Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Yes.
We've got...
another duck that popped into my head is...
Daffy.
Is the duck from Duck Hunt. As a famous duck. But
oh,
does
but
it
no
has
name?
But no name. I couldn't find a name.
That duck has 9 lives. He gets shot so many times. So that maybe that's why he has no name. It's never the same duck. Because once you shoot a duck, it's dead. It's a dead duck.
Okay, Darkwing.
Darkwing. That's also in the Donald family.
Launchpad McQuack.
Don't know that one. Is that Disney still?
Yeah, you probably have seen the cartoons where he's the pilot who flies them around all the time.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, zany pilot individual.
What about Ugly Duckling?
There you go. That's another good one. Huh. Howard, that really bothers me, actually.
That you didn't get that one?
Yeah. Yeah, the other ones are like, that makes sense, but Howard, come on, man.
And that was the first one for some reason.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. What about the Aflac duck? Or is that a goose? No, it's Aflac. It's a duck.
Hmm.
Which is voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay.
You don't know. You look blank at me, like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the only character I think, as far as him in commercials, was didn't he do like a, wasn't he like a lizard or something?
No, he was a duck.
An insurance company.
No, you're thinking of the Geico gecko.
Maybe
not Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay,
he was a duck in the Aflac commercials.
I didn't even know what an Aflac is.
I think it's insurance or something.
That's okay. So it was an insurance company that.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking that because of Geico. What is Aflac?
It's not important.
No, it is. You can't plant a seed like, what is Aflac, and not expect me to find out what Aflac is.
Well,
it is insurance. America's most recognized supplemental insurance with the Aflac duck, voiced by Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, because he got into that. The reason I wasn't thinking it wasn't an insurance company is because he got in all that trouble for when the tsunami happened.
Yep.
And he made some tsunami joke. And because of everything insurance and stuff related and how insensitive it was perceived, ended up losing all his contracts and for a joke.
It's like, that was the big one that he lost. So I don't know if he came back or if they found somebody Gilbert Gottfried like, which is probable.
Probable. AI.
Or that, yeah.
Anyways, well, if it looks like a duck, if it looks like an idiom,
it
sounds like an idiom. It's probably not an idiom. But we should probably find out where this one actually really comes from.
Oh, see, when I said, it doesn't really matter. I hope my mic picked up that. Now we're coming to our Oranges song, and I still don't.
We don't have an Oranges song.
Oranges.
Oh, the Oranges song. Yeah, we have one of those.
So be very quiet. Here, turn it up. Shh.
High tech. No one can know. Turn around and look
Those words came from another mind origin.
It all worked out, right?
It all worked out.
Here's the cable that they gave me that I was supposed to have plugged into my own. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, because
you know what I mean by that?
It means it's going to come out exactly the way it is.
What you heard just now is how it was. Anyway, now that we're done playing audio clips, I'll plug it in.
We rent this. That'll be perfect. Nice. When we rent the studio space, they just provide us the hookups and we have to bring our own.
I know. But much better that way. All right, well, let's get into Origins. You are about to have your mind blown, my friend.
It's that bad, is it?
No, it's actually my mind was blown.
Okay.
So, first of all, this phrase, this idiom, is known as the duck test. It's an actual thing.
Yes.
The duck test, which is a form of abductive reasoning.
Okay.
At its simplest form, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. If it looks like a thing and acts like a thing, it's most likely that thing. And so the test implies that a person, anybody, can identify whatever the subject may be by observing the subject's habitual characteristics, just like you said.
Really?
And that's like, it's common sense is what it really is. The duck test is common sense. And it's sometimes used to counter arguments that something doesn't appear what it seems to be, if that makes sense. But we'll avoid that. So a few things. We're going to kind of go backwards until we get to the interesting part. So the most common origin story of the...
Sorry about that previous 16 minutes as well.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the interesting part now.
The most common origin story of it walks like a duck, etc. is Indiana poet. You thought I was going to say Jones just for a second, didn't you? An Indiana-based poet named James Whitcomb Riley, he's known, may have coined... So most people say it's most likely he coined the phrase because he wrote, "When I see a bird that walks like a duck and swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, I call that bird a duck." Pretty on the nose for what this idiom is. Most people say, oh, he coined the phrase because he wrote that in, well, I don't know the date of the poem, but he lived from 1849 to 1916, so in that era.
Sure.
So it's been used since. But Emile Mazey, who lived in 1913 to 1983, so here's some uses of it. And this gained some popularity as the origin, but that poet clearly is older than 1983, or I should say 1946, when the secretary treasurer of the United Automobile Workers, he'd been there for 33 years, and he said at a labor meeting, "I can't prove you are a communist, but when I see a bird that quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, has feathers and webbed feet and associates with ducks, I'm certainly going to assume that he is a duck."
And that's beautiful.
And Walter Reuter, the UAW president from 1946 to 70, used the like a duck saying, as did James B. Carey, like a duck, and still has extended regarding communist involvement and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, it's extended much beyond its communist finding origins. So I read it that way because that's a lot of people say it comes from this, you know, get the commies out. It was, they kept, well, if it looks like a duck. Yeah. So, but clearly the poem from James Whitcomb Riley is predates all that. So it was out there in the atmosphere. People were using it. And this hunt out the communist thing brought it to life as a much more used idiom. Now's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this.
Okay, so we apologize for the previous 18 minutes.
So
we're going to get to the interesting bits now. I actually found that other part interesting.
This is speculative.
Okay.
But there's a lot of possibility to this being the origin story.
You got me on the edge of my seat.
In 1738, a French automaton maker. So you know that classic, you know what an automaton is? Like an animatronic. So automaton, think robot-looking.
An automaton?
What did I say?
An automaton?
Automaton.
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 Yes.
What did I say the first time? Automaton? Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata. That's a...
Hakuna Matata-maton? Oh, I shouldn't save that one. Automaton. 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 However you say it, I don't know. Now you got me confused where it all sounds wrong. But that like really cool steampunky... like they made things movable before. When you see some of the things, they're like they had that technology. Think like early oversized clock working guy, gears all intertwined. Anyway, French automaton maker. Automaton. He fooled the world into thinking he'd replicated life and accidentally created a flippant philosophical conundrum that we're using today, the duck reference. So we got the poetry reference, but this guy named Jacques Duvaucanson. Jacques Duvaucanson. French guy.
Okay.
Let's call him Jack. Let's call him Quack. Jacques, he was an inventor who built a bunch of things. He built the very first all-metal lathe. He got into automatic looms for fabric making. And so I'm so excited about this.
I'm excited about how excited you are.
So there's some history even to him inventing the automatic loom where silk makers, what do you call them? Like
worms?
No. Silk workers, I think they were called. Like literal, in almost Civil War level protests. Mm-hmm. Because he was creating robots to do their jobs.
Wow.
Essentially.
Like early industrialization.
And when you see it, this is in the 1700s. When you see it, it's like those, you know, those old school punch card computer related mm-hmm. things? It's like that, but for looms. And so they're automatic in making fabric, and he can make it better than any human. And so total, like, stoned in the street level stuff where he had to move away. And so he invented, aside from all of that, he invented a mechanical, you want to guess?
Because of the direction you're going, I'm going to say duck.
Yeah, mechanical duck that was built to just fascinate people. He had already made this human-sized flute player with moving fingers and the whole nine yards, all automatically, like tiny clockwork gears. Anyway, this mechanical duck astounded audiences by quacking, moving its head, eating grain, and then the part that seemed to just blow everyone's minds, it digested it, and after a short time, the machine, this mechanical duck,
digested it.
Would poop.
A big machine pooped.
Yeah. So, and it's been described as fowls, like smelling.
Smells like fowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So he created this mechanical duck. The wings alone had over 400 moving parts.
What?
And so the whole looks like a duck thing, this duck test, is now thought of as kind of amusing argument for this thing. As it's like, it looked like a duck. It flapped its wings like a duck. It quacked. It ate bread grains. It pooped at the end that smelled like duck poop. Like all the whole things, foul smelling dust pour from its cloacal.
Wow.
And so it must be a duck. So he made three kind of significant automatons. the flute player, the duck, and I actually can't remember. So the genius part about the duck is that he had the duck standing on this. It didn't look like a real duck. It looked metal. But he's like, does it quack like a duck? Does it move like a duck? Does it eat like a duck? Does it crap like a quack? Does it crap like a duck? Therefore, what did I make?
That's so interesting. You made a duck. That's way early, like AI robotics.
Yeah. What so am it's I? Funny.
Well,
it's
the duck, and the duck starts going, what am I?
So it's funny you brought up AI because, you know, the Turing test?
Yes.
So whenever you look up this duck and the automatons that he made, the Turing test comes up. Like, how do you decide something is real mm-hmm. or not? And so it's the duck test for AI. So what else? He made, so we got the looming thing covered. He made a drumming man. He made a flute playing lady. And he made this duck. Oh, I was saying all the moving parts, like thousands in total of the moving parts. He encompassed it by having the duck stand on this big metal box. And most of the gears and things were in this box. Right. So just pins basically coming up into the duck body. And it does turn out that, as you can imagine, it doesn't actually digest and turn bread grain into poop.
Oh, okay.
He had pre-stuffed duck crap into this
syringe thing?
Into this, this baffled area inside the robot duck. that then funneled through this tube, and he's credited as creating the first rubber tube for this. So that all the rubber tubes you can imagine we have in everything we use nowadays was first designed for a fake digestive system in a robot duck.
Interesting.
So this guy's a genius. So the original was lost in a museum fire, but in 2013, somebody did a replica of the duck and was then sold for £36,000, whatever that equals, but it was in homage of his actual duck. And yeah, so no digestion actually took place. He was stuffing it with real duck crap so that it would smell and look.
That's crazy.
Correct.
This is so wild.
So there you go. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, it might be an automaton.
Or an automaton.
Nobody knows.
It's really interesting. You were right.
Yeah.
That actually really is interesting.
I did not expect an origin story now, at all, to be honest.
It's one of those things that now that I know about it, if we found out where it is and it happens to be in, it's like it's in Switzerland or something, you have to go visit it.
Totally. Well, the original's gone.
It got burned up.
But this replica, wherever it is, yeah, I wonder if it goes on the museum tours or something.
It's pretty cool.
I would definitely like to see it.
Yeah, it's early robotics.
Yeah. Automatons.
Automaton. Like Tom.
Automatons.
Roll out.
So there you go. That's the origin story right there.
I like it. It's actually pretty interesting.
I know. I was surprised. I thought it would
normally
be like,
it's just crap, but this one is like...
This time is robotic crap.
Robotic crap. Yeah. It's way better. No, that was actually fascinating. Yeah. All that effort.
And when you look up these... say it again.
Automaton.
Automatons. They're fascinating. Because it looks like there's more gears and things than there needs to be, because we're so used to like computer operated things that have fewer moving parts, but in order for this to do that, to do that, to do that, it's just like a million. Like, it reminded me of Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
All steampunk.
And, yeah, steampunk. It looks steampunk because it's working too well for something to have been made that intricately in the 1700s.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's a that was interesting.
I thought so too.
Every once in a while, you say it's once in a while interesting, or once in a while.
Yeah. What do I say? Accidentally, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky, today was the day of illegitimate children. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Before we send you out with nothing to talk about at the water cooler, we've got some. There's all that automaton trivia, and so we can also give you some riddlings to work with.
Well, that's a great idea. Listen, let me tell you something.
Sure.
Riddlelink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week we did the very popular idiom, happy as a sandboy. Happy as a sandboy. And we left you with this one. Bobby McFerrin is known for so much more than this, but he's jolly like a beach lad.
Don't worry, be happy like a sandboy.
That's it. Don't worry, be happy like a sandboy. It's not awesome. Don't worry, be happy. It's not happy like a sandboy. It's don't worry, be happy like a sandboy. That's how you play.
Awesome.
Riddling.
It's just all your animatronics are acting up. Well, I've got three prepared.
I got a couple. You have three, really?
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Identifying a subject by observing its characteristics. As Nintendo's light gun game. Identifying a subject by observing its characteristics as Nintendo's light gun game.
It's gotta be. If it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, swims like a duck, quacks like a duck, it must be a duck hunt.
It's a duck hunt, yep.
Cool.
Fantastic.
All right, let me give you one. I got a couple here. Oh, wait, do you want to go again? You have three?
Sure, I got... this one's a little chewier.
Or do you want to go one, two, one, leave your last one?
It means don't worry for the rest of your days for early robotic people.
Oh, you just added that. Did you add it or did you actually have that?
No.
Hakuna Matata. Tata-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta prehistoric shark is Huey, Dewey, and Louie's uncle. This giant prehistoric shark is Huey, Dewey, and Louie's uncle.
That is a Megalodonald duck.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was trying to, if I didn't have to stay focused on ducks, I was like, Megalodon, Donald Trump, Megalodonald Trump? Like, I was like trying to work MAGA
It's like what the Secret Service says when someone's shooting at the former president. Donald, duck. Okay, I was following along with what you were saying there.
Mega, so that's a good megalodon.
One. It's a megalodon. Donald Duck.
Megalodon.
Okay. It's mega. Maga. It's megalodon.
That's what I was getting at. That's megalodon Trump.
That's so funny. Okay, we'll work on that. That's a great one. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go.
Disney's pilot duck smacks groundhogs with a hammer at a fair.
I don't remember his name.
Disney's pilot duck smacks groundhogs with a hammer at a fair.
I don't know. Jack Jones McQuackamole. What's the pilot's name? I can't remember.
Launchpad McQuack.
Launchpad. Oh, I got McQuack. I said, I don't even know what I said. Jack Jones McQuack. Maybe that's his real name. Launchpad's a nickname. I might be right.
You might be right. Launchpad McQuackamole.
Yeah, that's good. Launchpad McQuackamole. Okay, yeah. I got one more, but we'll leave it dangling out there.
Okay, illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you. Send us some replies to what you think this might be on Instagram. What is the Instagram one?
That's good enough. They'll find us if they really want to.
If you really want to, you know where it is.
You'll find it.
It's the same as the other 270-something episodes. Yeah,
here it is. Then it's probably a wide-billed water bird, is what World War II kids practiced in class.
Wow.
Then it's probably a wide-billed water bird, is what World War II kids practiced in class.
Flamingo-go dancing. I don't know. And that is 3 minutes gone. That's a chewy one.
Yeah, dude. No.
Okay. No, you're messing me up with wide build. Anyway.
Well, a duck is wide build. Don't you watch cartoons? Have you seen Donald Duck? That's a wide build.
This is massive. I was thinking more like a real duck. But anyways, don't give it away.
I didn't.
Perfect.
We've been talking about ducks this whole time.
I couldn't think of it.
You'll get it.
Just like
you have 1 week.
The Instagram thing. I'm just experiencing old timers right live. This is happening right now. The dot village dot idiom. There it is. Whew.
It's never too late.
I was getting worried there. Well, it was fun putting today's episode together.
I loved it.
Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the village idioms.
Here we go. You need to walk like a duck. Last 3 minutes gone.